You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 987. Today's Devo is called True or False. Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast. Happy Tuesday, everybody. We want to welcome you back to the My Morning Devo. I am your host, Gabby Alessi, joined by my sister who's doing the Devo all week, Stephanie Muñoz.
Yay. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning. If you're watching this in the morning or even at night, you are still getting it in. And we're glad and we're thankful that you are listening to this podcast. We hope yesterday's Devo blessed you. It was a really good one, Steph.
Thank you.
I know they're going to love today probably even more. So it's called True or False.
True or False.
What is true or false, Stephanie?
Let's dive into it. I am reading from Philippians 4:8, which of course is whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. Think about these things.
Yes.
And then my favorite part is that it says, and the God of peace will be with you. So this is a very simple one. This is, of course, I'm sure you've recognized this Bible verse before. But yes, this is just a simple encouragement for everybody to think good thoughts today.
Yeah.
Because this is always a battle of the mind.
Yes.
I have met people with the most incredible lives in the world, but because of their thought, life.
Yeah.
They are so sad. Yeah. They are so frustrated. They are so stressed. Then I've met people with, you know, they have a tiny, tiny house, the smallest house you've ever been to. Maybe they're not married. They don't have kids. They don't have the best job. They don't live in the best city. And they are so happy. And yeah. They are so joy-filled. And it's all because of a healthy thought life.
Good.
And I just want to encourage you today. Think thoughts. Mm. Don't let the enemy make you think and dwell on the false thoughts. What is it? What do I mean when I say that? My sister and I, we were in a conversation, not this sister, my sister Lolo.
They were talking bad about me.
We were talking bad about her. And I was sharing with her some of my negative thoughts. And she stopped the conversation and she went, Stephanie, but let's go back through your thoughts right now because the truth always wins. Mm. What are some truths in what you're thinking? And what was so funny was I couldn't find one truth.
Wow.
All of the thoughts that I had dwelled on were completely false.
Wow.
No one had said anything to me that was rude. No one had done anything to me that had messed with me. No one was hindering my life. It was my own thoughts that were hindering me, that were stopping me. Because the truth will always win. Always hang on the thoughts that are truthful. And, you know, I don't know your situation. You may have a really tough life right now. You may have had somebody, a bully or an old friend or an ex-boyfriend or an ex-girlfriend tell you something terrible. But again, the truth always wins. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and of sound mind.
Yes.
Even if your situation is negative, the word of God speaks positive over you. It speaks words of life over you. That is the truth that always wins. And another small tip, is that a God thought?
Mm.
Are the thoughts that you're thinking about yourself God thoughts? Because thoughts of stress, thoughts of worry, thoughts of fear, thoughts of shamefulness, thoughts of impurity, that's the enemy's thoughts. Mm-hmm. That's not a God thought. That's not what God has called you to think. That's what the enemy tries to stir up in you. So if it's not a God thought, then it's not truth.
Yeah.
The devil's a liar. He's the father of all lies. And if there's any thought that lines up with the enemy, then it's a lie. But you need to focus on and tune into the thoughts that are truth, the thoughts that are noble, the thoughts that are lovely, the thoughts that are pure, the thoughts that are admirable. Think on these things. And then it says, put it into practice and the God of peace will be with you everywhere that you go.
So good, Stephanie. You know, this is a practice I had to do this morning. It's so funny how you're speaking and I'm like, dang, I had to do that this morning. And It's something that it's an everyday battle.
Yeah.
But train your brain to focus on what's true, what's admirable, what adds to your life, not takes away.
It's, and like you just said, you have to train your brain to it.
Yeah.
The joyful people in your life were not born joyful. No. They had to practice being joyful. Yeah. I could tell you that right now. They have to practice every day staying and remaining in joy, keeping those negative thoughts out, and just constantly focusing on what's true.
That is so good. Can you pray us out?
Let's pray. God, thank you so much for the life you've given us, even in these hard times.
Yes.
God, if I could just keep my thoughts on you, then I can get through this season with joy, with peace, with purity, with a boldness, because I am putting you at the center of my thoughts. God, we just silence the voice of the enemy right now, and we rebuke any thought that is a lie, and we get it out of our minds, and we focus on thoughts of you, Jesus. Yes. The truth is, you are still on the throne.
Yes.
You are still in control. You call me child of God. You call me your own, Father. I am your chosen people, Jesus. So because of that, I don't ever have to live in lies. I live in the truth, and with my thought life especially. So no matter what it is I'm facing, there's still joy to consider. There is peace in my life. There is boldness in my mind, because God, I'm focusing on what is true, what is lovely, what is pure, and what is admirable today. And no other thought is going to come into my mind. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.